Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your half-frazzled couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, June 10th, 2013.
And this is episode 111.
I like just saying 111111.
You do?
This is not episode 111111. Maybe right. One day it will be episode. No, we'll be long dead.
I don't know.
Before that.
I'll be like 111. 111.
111.
So yeah, this is the Valentine Cast. The music you hear in the background is given to us by not given to us, but the guys at Pretty Lights Music, Mr. Derek Vincent Smith.
I didn't know that was his name.
That is his name. Allows us to use his music, which I'm proud to say he has a new full length album coming out.
Woo.
July 2nd. The name of it is A Color Map of the Sun.
I'm sure we'll be giving it a listen.
Oh, actually, today when we head out, we'll be listening to the new single, Around the Block, which includes Talib Kweli.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Is that close enough?
I've heard people say it 10 bajillion ways, so yeah.
Talib Kweli!
As long as you don't say absolutely off the map, I'm sure anybody will accept it.
Right. So, we'll be listening to that single. And as always, you know, his music is free. He definitely takes donations and whatnot. But if you really dig Daft Punk and, you know, that music, and this music you're hearing now, just more goodness of that right there. So, yeah. So,
yeah.
Want to say what's up to our chat room? What is going
Hi, chat room?
What is going on?
We have
on?
Lovely people in here today.
We do.
We have Hendo.
We have Hendo.
Here? Hello, yep. Hendo.
We have Mr. Star Mode 6, Mr. Mike himself.
I know. And Resting Willpower is here.
I know.
I have to ask him how he got that name one day.
And last but not least, the distinguished Aaron from the Black Astronauts Podcast.
I know. Yeah. I just heard that podcast earlier this afternoon.
Oh,
good.
Yeah?
It was good. They always make me laugh.
Yeah, I started listening to it, then I had a bunch of meetings. So I did get to listen to the first bit, you know. But just a special out to, you know, congratulations to Mr. Feet Blurdom himself for the birth of his new child.
Congratulations.
Welcome to fatherhood.
It'd be funny if I got that totally wrong. It wasn't his kid.
It was.
Okay, good. Yes,
yeah, because Lady Ro and I were giving him a hard time about wearing the male breastfeeding vest so that he could breastfeed.
I think that's a very good idea. No, not a good idea.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, because I'm still learning the voices on the show.
Uh-huh.
It takes me a long time to learn people's voices, so I'm getting there. I know Aaron, that's about the one I'm 100% on, but you all go check it out. It's a great podcast. They'll definitely make you laugh.
All right, cool. All right, you know what? We're going ahead and just jump right into a little bit of a what? I shit you not.
Okay, Jay did that this time. We have a
because I didn't have
not.
It on the because again.
Oh, settings, but. We should record that because that was awesome. But anyway.
What?
You're I shit you not. That was better than my I shit you not. So I want to talk about something that I saw on the news this morning. The
right.
Louisville news.
Oh, what did you see?
I saw a news story. I'm going to post this in the chat room for everyone. I saw a news story where a guy drove up to a PT Cruiser and threw a Molotov cocktail into the PT Cruiser.
Mm.
Of course, it exploded, catching on fire. But then he also caught on fire because, you know, he was right next to the freaking PT Cruiser.
Right,
he
right.
He drives off, hits several cars, and smashes into the side of a house.
Crazy.
And they take him to the hospital for burns, and then he somehow gets away.
He just snuck out of the hospital,
apparently.
Huh?
So, this is the... And apparently, it was a domestic dispute. Now, how mad does someone have to get to throw a Molotov cocktail into your car?
Right, right.
I mean, you must have been cheating with her sister, her best friend.
Well, I thought you said it was a he.
Oh, well,
that threw it into the PT Cruiser.
Okay. I keep saying she because that's very sexist of me, but women do some crazy stuff. They're very emotional when it comes to their main.
Well,
anyway,
when you told me that the person threw it into a PT Cruiser,
mm-hmm.
then I knew at that point it was a male that threw it in.
Why?
Because women drive PT Cruisers.
Oh, definitely.
Real men do not drive PT Cruisers.
Anyway, maybe it was a man. They could have totally been gay. You don't know.
They could have been gay. So, but here's another one I'm going to get people mad at me again. You know, gay domestic violence is worse than male and female.
What? Starmo drove a PT Cruiser. Take it back.
As I was saying, real men don't drive a PT Cruiser.
Anyway, so she must have been cheating on him with his boss, his coworker, his best friend, his brother, his father, somebody close that really pissed him off. And I say cheating because what else can someone do to piss you off that bad?
Right.
And make you have such an emotional reaction.
Right.
It had to have been cheating. So, dude, go get some help.
Yeah.
And you owe that girl or guy, whoever PT Cruiser it is, you owe them a lot of money because that was crazy.
Now, I'm just joking with all the folk out there with the PT Cruisers.
He is. Please don't hate him.
Feel free to write in, though. If that's all I have to do to get y'all to write in, that'd be great.
Please don't come here in Louisville, Kentucky and throw a Molotov cocktail through our window because Jay says some crazy stuff like
that. Well, if you're riding the PT Cruiser and I'm riding in Black Lightning, you have to throw it up real far.
Black Lightning is not that tall. So, Louisville, Kentucky, y'all crazy.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with a Dodge Caravan. I'm not going to lie, because I used to have a Dodge Caravan when I first got to Louisville, you know, because, you know, that was the vehicle that I was parted with in the divorce and everything else. Mm-hmm. And I liked my Dodge Caravan. I didn't have the stow and go. But
I don't know what that is.
That's where the seat store, like your mom and dad's Odyssey. I like my caravan because I had the sports package, the traveling package. It had like the bigger wheels and the spoiler kit around and DVD player and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I didn't have all that. I remember our first van, it had the fake wood paneling on the side.
Oh yeah,
it was blue with fake wood paneling.
That is awesome.
That was great.
That was awesome. So that was I shit you not. So let's go ahead and jump right into a little bit of the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up. Boom.
That's how you people say it, right?
Mm-hmm. So
what do you mean, you people?
So on Friday after work, Renee and I decided to go to the Greek Fest here in Louisville, down on the Belvedere.
Yeah, they have it every year.
Yep.
Last time we went was 2 years ago?
It was 3 years ago.
Three years ago.
No, wait a minute. It was before we got married, right?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Either 5 years ago or 4 years ago.
I'll go with four.
Okay. It's still a long time.
Okay, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. She
right.
left you. That dope beat step two. Step two. Step two. Okay. So the Greek Fest, they have Greek dancing, Greek music, Greek food, Greek vendors. And I have to get a gyro every time I go because they're so good.
Right.
And they have these strips of lamb on them. They're like frozen. They come in like a big pack and they just break them up. I mean, it's not like, you know, fresh ground lamb or anything.
Right, right.
But and they had something called Greek fries. It's just fries with feta cheese on it. Right. But it's good.
It was good.
You just throw feta on anything and call it Greek.
Feta. And so, and then while
spaghetti Greek.
And then while you're in the line getting that, I was in the other line and I got lamb shank dinner, Domethas, Domethes, or something like that. Don't kill me, Greek folk. What else did I get? I got the meat, kind of like meat, rice and meat wrapped.
It was
with grape leaves.
It was grape leaves stuffed with rice and beef.
Right, and then what else did I get? Oh, and a Greek salad. So we got all this food. Just to let you all know, it wasn't just for Renee and I. You know, we sent out a text. To the whole family. And Kim and Mom, Miss Crocker, they decided to go along with us. So
that was exciting to have them along.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was good.
It was really fun. So, I had a really good time.
Oh, and we had hummus. So we had
a ton
of food. We didn't even eat it all.
We didn't eat it all, so we all shared it.
But tell us, how is the lamb, Shane?
The lamb was very rich.
Very tender.
Very tender.
Very, very tender.
Very tender, very rich, and mm-hmm. seasoned just right and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then I started thinking, man, this meat is so tender. Why is it so tender? And then all of a sudden, don't know why, it hit me. I said, I'm eating a baby sheep.
I was like, yeah, it's a lamb.
I was like, and if you all know, I can't remember who we were on the show with. We were talking about veal. And I said that I could not eat veal. I think it was Strumpet or Bronco.
Somebody, yeah.
I couldn't eat veal because I was like, just thinking about the little baby pig, the little baby cow being plumped up for the slaughter and everything. And so
after that, he stopped eating it.
Yeah, after that, I stopped eating the lamb.
Aw, Jay, you should go join PETA.
No, I'm not. See, here's my thing. Yo, yeah, it was Bronco, because then y'all joked me and y'all said
I would totally
that the baby back ribs were from baby pigs. And I said, no, they're not. I was like, even if they were, I would still eat baby back ribs regardless.
Why would you eat baby back?
I don't know.
Okay. Baby cows are cuter than baby lambs, and they're not as cute as baby. Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know why I could eat a baby pig.
Baby pigs are super cute.
They are cute.
They are the least cute out of a lamb, a cow, and a pig. Yes.
I guess because to me, baby back ribs. I know some people don't shoot me for this.
Baby back
ribs are better than lamb and veal.
So the meat, the taste draws you in.
Right.
And it clouds your judgment.
It does.
And it allows you to eat cute little defenseless baby
right.
animals.
Right. Now, saying that, if I had to, mm-hmm. All that was on the menu was lamb, if we went to a lamb restaurant and that's all they had was lamb,
I was starving in the woods and came across a lamb, I would cut that sucker's throat so fast.
Oh, yeah.
But otherwise,
it's easy.
I don't tend to order it if other things are available.
Right.
But since you put it right in front of my face, I ate some of it.
But again, it's really rich. It's really rich also.
It's really rich. It is.
It was a big lamb shank.
It was huge. It looked like those turkey legs you get.
It was the leg of the lamb.
It was the whole leg.
So I got his rear. It looked like his rear left leg.
Why left? Did you examine it?
I examined the bone.
Of course you would have.
It looked.
Of course you would. So after we didn't eat everything because it was so much, it was time for dessert. I love dessert.
Right.
Because there's this one dessert that I got last time we were there, and I was pumped for it, Jay. Wasn't I pumped for it?
You were very pumped. That's all I'm going to get.
It was baklava sundae. Basically, they just crumble up baklava and vanilla ice cream. And it's amazing. And if those of you all who don't know, baklava is a layered phyllo dough dessert. It's syrupy and yummy and awesome. And when that's combined with vanilla ice cream, the universe explodes.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just has sex with everybody because everybody feels so good. That's how awesome a baklava sundae is.
Right.
So, of course, I had that and I was loving it. And Jay, what did you get? What was your premier item? And then we'll talk about that.
I got the brownie baklava that was simply amazing.
I bet mine was better. I think mine was better.
No doubt. It probably was better.
But it was good. It was, I mean, baklava sundae. I mean, baklavas and brownies.
Right.
Ice cream.
Right.
Come on. And we also had an almond cookie, which was okay. We had these butter cookies and chocolate. Plain and marble, which is the chocolate and marble mixed together. Those were good. They weren't overly sweet. They were just sweet enough. We had that. My mom got a chocolate torte, which was good.
Good. It was very good.
There was something else. Oh, there was a dark walnut cake.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like a spicy. Oh, it was good. Was that it? The torte. I think that's it. We had tons of desserts. We actually had to take some home because we get
right,
so,
right.
They had dancing and the kids were so cute and they were up, like the audience was throwing dollar bills
right.
at the dancers because apparently that's a thing. And all I could think of with Kim, my sister, we started going, make it rain.
Make it rain.
I was like, this is horrible, but that's what it made me think of. So if y'all get a chance, they're here every year.
Right.
Is it always this weekend?
I believe so. I believe it is the weekend
first
after
weekend?
The weekend after
first weekend in June.
Right. Or yeah, it's like yeah, probably the weekend before Father's Day.
Yeah. So go check that out. So thank you, Greek Fest.
Yep. And then on Saturday, we got up, not bright and early, but we got up and we went to the Louisville Zoo.
Because I've been wanting to go to the zoo for a few months.
Right.
I've been talking about it. And because I haven't been, last time I went was when I had my company picnic 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a long time ago. So I wanted to go again. And and I got the map. I got the animal program schedule of when they do the feedings and the training and everything. And I planned our route and what we were going to do. And then right at the end of the previous day or whatever, I saw they close early on Saturday. I was like, that's fine. We can still go, still have fun. So we went and we started out. First, we saw the elephant training. And they are adorable. And they can, I mean, and at our zoo, it's pretty close.
Right. It is.
So it's kind of cool to see them and they did some awesome stuff. And one of the elephants was 43 years old.
Right. Right.
So, and she was just as spry as the other one. So, so I love to see elephants. And, so we saw the camel, the lions, and then we went, after that we went
to the gorillas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, we went to the gorillas.
And those were pretty cool.
Yep.
The gorillas are crazy. Like, they have weird humanistic little qualities, but then they're totally animals after that. It's
right.
So weird. They go back and forth. Like, I saw someone pick their nose, smell it, and then eat it. Luckily, no poo flinging. But we did see... Now, if y'all are eating, I apologize. We did see a piece of poo out of one gorilla's butt.
Yeah.
It was just
sticking
hanging.
Out.
It was sticking out. It wasn't hanging. It wasn't sticking to the fur. It was just half in, half out. I was like, okay, I guess it'll just come out on its own.
Right.
So funny.
Right, right.
So we did go to the glacier run. We saw the sea lions. The penguins, we didn't see any polar bears. They were off exhibit, unfortunately. No polar bears.
Right, right.
And I was sad because I really wanted to see them because they had baby polar bears, but they were off exhibit at the moment. I don't know where they were.
Right.
Yeah, I was sad. That just means we'll have to go back.
Yeah. So, and then, so we ended up walking like, I think about almost 5 miles that day.
Yeah.
You know, it's how much we walked that day.
Oh, yeah, the tiger. We saw the tiger.
We saw the tiger.
And the tiger was about, what, about 5 feet away? Less than five
feet. Oh, yeah.
Feet.
It was awesome.
And the tiger was doing tricks, and she was doing tricks that were hard for her. Because, you know, she's like wild for real.
Right.
So he made her go up the hill and sit on a rock. And, like, when he had the big old thing of meat. So it was great. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed myself.
And the purr.
Oh, the lion purr.
The tiger purr is.
I mean, tiger purr.
Amazing.
Is, yeah, it's rumbly. It's like, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I was like, oh, man. Oh, man. And you know, Aaron, I thought about that. I was like, I think Aaron lives down in this way, you know.
I don't know if that would have. See, you know me. I would have, like, freaked out if you had called him.
Why?
Because, you know, I get anxious. I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe he doesn't want us calling him.
Yeah.
You know, I get anxious.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
So you heard that. She want me to call you.
No, that's not what.
Nope. All right.
That's not what I'm saying. So anyway, we enjoyed ourselves. It was expensive, though. $15 for a ticket. I'm not saying I wouldn't want you to go, Aaron. It's something else. Anyway.
Issues.
What?
See, issues.
I do have issues. Nah. We're working on them.
No. And then also, I have issues of not caring. It'd be like, you know what? I was like, I could call them. What? If they're asleep, they'd be like, nah, Jay, I'm asleep. And then they'd be like,
oh my God, I'm so sorry.
They'd be like, I can't believe that fool called me at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'd be like, okay, mental note. Next time I know.
How do you just not care? I wish I could do that.
Because.
I care what everybody thinks.
Okay. I am the person. Here's me. I am the person that is not afraid to ask. Because if they say no, I'm going to be in the same position I was before.
Well, that's not true. Because what if you ask something crazy and then they think different of you because you asked the question?
Well, I would think.
See, that's what I'm worried about.
Personally, I would think that I am not friends with people that do not feel like they can tell me their honest opinion. They can, if I call too early, they can be like, Jay, don't call me before 10 o'clock.
But I want everyone to like me.
That doesn't mean they don't like me. That means that they don't want to be called before 10 o'clock. And if next time I call before 10 o'clock, if I do, then they have the right not to like me.
That's true. No. If somebody doesn't like me, that really hurts my feelings. I've never met anybody who just plain didn't like me except the bullies when I was younger. But since I've been an adult.
See, this is the time that I wish that we were explicit.
Why?
Because I would tell you what to think about people that don't like you.
Okay, tell me after the show.
You know what I'm going to say.
I know, but it's just funny when you say it. So.
Oh, whew.
So anyway,
it just makes me want to yell.
Look, I have to make every show a therapy session.
Right.
Works out great for me. So that was our weekend. It was so fun, and we had fun hanging out with each other.
We did.
let's get into some.
Tech technology.
WWDC happened today.
It did. WWDC, yep. The Worldwide Developer Conference, happened.
Yep.
This is where Apple talks about all things Apple.
Right, right.
Today they talked about, for about half an hour, they talked about some crazy crap I couldn't care less about. MacBook Pro, some other stuff that's happening with some Mac programs. I glanced at it every like few minutes. I was like, meh,
well,
meh, meh, meh. And then,
part of that too is because E3 was in your ear. Right.
Right.
Okay. E3 was in your ear.
Okay. If E3 hadn't been in my ear, I might have paid attention to the stupid stuff that I didn't care about.
But I will admit, the first 40 minutes of WWDC was all Mac, just the computer hardware. Not, you know, none of the iOS stuff. Except they did talk about OS X.
One thing, we've lost video.
We lost video.
Yes. I didn't want to interrupt you.
We did.
I was like, how can I tell him fast without interrupting his flow? But then I was like, I can't. So
right.
I just gotta go on and say it.
You know what? I really appreciate that, babe.
No, well, it's not me. I'm not the only people in chat room.
Yeah.
Let us know. So thank you.
Yep.
I would have. Well, see, because it had been on video. Hold on. Is it back? Yay!
Yeah, I'm not sure why it stopped.
Technology is not our friend today.
You know, that is why I am half frazzled right now.
Yeah.
Because
everything's been giving us fits.
Yeah, because like right before the show, well, okay. All right, so let me tell you all how this all happened. All right. Last show, my computer was acting weird as all get out. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was up. I have a 1 terabyte D drive that I do all my games and store stuff on and everything else. And basically what happened, my system was in the loop doing a backup.
Mm-hmm.
So it was writing a lot to the D drive, and the D drive filled up and I had no idea. Like everything was slow. I couldn't convert my a WAV file to an MP3 for the podcast. I couldn't do anything.
Now, do we need to put our backup somewhere else? Like storage?
Well, I turned off my backup. So the backup was just for my C drive. So if something happens on my C drive.
Oh, is that backup?
Right.
Oh, so was that to your external?
No.
Okay, that's your D drive.
To my D drive. So I back up my C drive to my D drive. Is what I do. So I don't have to
start. Well, because the backups are so big, maybe we need to start. If you want those, maybe
well,
we need
I thought
to look
about
cloud
getting,
storage.
Since we're in tech, I thought about getting a NAS to hook up to, or a network area storage to hook up to the router here, so that we'll have a little hard drive sitting here on the desk that we back up our computers to.
Yeah.
I have thought about that. I'm still toying around with the idea, but. You know, I just know funds a little tight right now.
Yeah, it is what it is.
So, with all the games, and then I write all of our video to my D drive as well as mm-hmm. we're recording, but I record it on my C drive. So
Jay knows all about that stuff. Yeah. I don't deal with that stuff. But anyway,
so I don't know what stopped the video.
Yeah. So
come down to it.
So in the WWDC, all the stupid MacBook Pro and Mac and all the in the OS and all that. I didn't care about that. That was stupid to me. So, but as soon as they said iOS, I was like, boom, I'm there.
Yeah.
So I was watching.
Yeah.
So the big thing is there's a new iOS version. iOS 7 is coming out. And there are a lot of features. And I have a link in the notes. And I'm going to link this for everybody.
So they did a complete overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
Of iOS.
Right. Complete overhaul. And there were a lot of sweet little features.
Yep.
Including they changed the way the control center, you swipe mm-hmm. up to do the control center from any screen.
Right.
To do that. And you can also do it from the lock screen. So I think if you swipe up a little bit, mm-hmm. you'll get the settings, but if you swipe up all the way, you'll unlock it.
Right.
It's weird. There's a new notification center. There's actual multitasking, like for real multitasking. Right. They changed the way you can order your photos, which is awesome because my photos were in, you know, one big list and it was hard to even see stuff. AirDrop. You can mm-hmm. share everything, which is cool. If you share stuff with your friends and you can see what they post, it becomes almost like a social network thing.
And I will say that for our Android fans out there, that you know you all have some of this, and some of this stuff came from some of the new stuff they have with BlackBerry as well, and Windows Phone, and everything else. Yeah, here's my stance with Android versus Apple. My stance is I need both. I need all parties to do well. You know why? Then we, the consumer, benefit from that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Both of them do great, wonderful. It'll push the other one to do even better.
Exactly.
I have no problem with that.
I mean, the reason personally I ended up with an iPhone was that I didn't want a BlackBerry when we got our iPhones. This was before the Android came out, and I didn't want a BlackBerry for my personal phone. I wanted a smartphone, so I got an iPhone. Then Android came out. People, you know, went to Android and they made it available for people. And when we got the iPhone, we got the iPhone 3G when the 3GS was announced.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we end up getting it for like $99.
Right.
You know, so that's just kind of how we rolled with that.
Yeah. And when I first started using the 3G, it was like, it was natural to use it.
Right, right.
Like I had no problems using it. Now, when you bring home phones from the office, mm-hmm. I bumble around in them. I can't find stuff. It's not intuitive.
Right.
And I've heard other people say that the iPhone is very easy to use.
Yeah, it's easy to use. With Android, it takes a little learning. But, you know, Danny, my coworker, he got one of the iPhones at work, and he's always been an Android person. So he's having to learn Apple as well.
Maybe if I had just really, you know,
right.
sit down and tried to use the phone. But
I think my whole thing around what annoys me the most of Android, if I got an Android, it would have had to be a Nexus 4.
Mm-hmm.
Because when updates come out, I want my update when they come out for my device. I don't want to have to wait for Verizon. Don't want to have to wait for Sprint or AT&T to release the code for me, because one, I don't want to jailbreak my phone. I don't want to root my phone. It is just, in my mind, it makes no sense for me to get what I want. If I want to get something, why do I have to hack it?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. And everyone's like, just jailbreak. I'm like, what if I don't want a jailbreak?
Right.
Like, I don't want to. I'm sorry. I just don't want to.
Because I work in IT all day. I don't want to fiddle with my phone. I just want to plug my phone in. I want to take my phone calls. I want to tweet. I want to put in my Lose It. I want to play Candy Crush or whatever.
Yeah, because there isn't an app out there that I have to have to jailbreak that I have to have.
Right.
It's none.
Right.
So, yeah. So, and they also announced iTunes Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically Pandora, to tell you right. the truth. And if you don't want ads, you got to play the iTunes Match subscription fee. And okay, people are like, it's just Pandora, so what?
Right.
Lots of things are just like Pandora, and it's fine, you know. I maybe it's better than Pandora for all we know,
right.
I don't know, but we'll see.
But
I'm excited about it.
And while we're talking about iOS, and we have Mr. Buxley in the chat room,
we do. Hello,
I don't even know if I talked about this, but I know I talked about it on Gaming After Dark. Mr. Buxley has a game out there on the App Store for Apple for iOS. Name of that game is A Simple Task. So if you have an iPad Mini, go check it out. A Simple Task. It is a very simple game.
It's simple to understand, hard to master. Is that what they say?
It is simple to play. Well, it's not simple to play. It's simple to play.
It's simple to understand, right?
Yeah, it's a simple task.
But it's difficult. Yeah, it's simple.
A simple task, but difficult to
right. Basically, you have to find the next number, and they're all mixed up. But it's not as easy as it sounds. Is
right.
It?
The only way I was able to beat it was that when we were waiting for Renee's surgery, she helped me beat it.
Yeah.
It took two people playing together to get from 1 to 100.
Yeah. And like I was doing it where like my heart always races. I hate time stuff.
Right.
Because my heart always races. And I was in.
So if
it's not a good thing.
It's an awesome bathroom game as well. Because that way you know how long you've been in the bathroom. If you play twice, that means you've been in the bathroom at least 4 minutes. I mean 8 minutes. Because you have 4 minutes to go from 1 to 100.
That is the most horrific thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That is, but it's true.
Taking things into the bathroom should be a lot. There should be a force field that only allows you and
your clothing to go
in the bathroom.
My best score was when I was in the bathroom. I got
to
six.
Thought of not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, like doing something else. That
I got to 68 in the bathroom.
Sorry, that like
I was
really,
so close to 69.
That, like.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Yes.
hate taking things to the bathroom. Hate. And that was good, babe.
But here's a quick slam for. I'm gonna jump up. They have asked Buxley, when's the Android version gonna come out? I don't think Buxley has enough time to develop so many versions for the Android market. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my ass beat tonight, man.
But so many people, so many. Moving on. So yay for did they say when it's coming out? I totally missed
iOS
that part.
7 is coming out in the fall.
Oh,
it's probably going to be like September. You know, they said fall. So that can be anywhere from September
to November, right?
Till like November.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So
thank you, Tim.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
God, this is so long.
I love.
Please,
but you know what?
Cut that.
That gives me time just to breathe for a second. Actually,
dude, it should be half that length.
Every show, though, Renee looks at me like, you didn't shorten it?
Because I get uncomfortable when it gets to a point. I'm like, oh my gosh, people are going to hate this and they're going to stop listening because our bumper was too long.
No.
Don't laugh. That's what I honestly think. Like, oh my gosh, they're going to think we're crazy.
I thought I cut you off for a second, but
no,
I didn't.
No, you didn't. I was going on.
Okay.
All right, so
our movie last week was 104, which was Drive with Ron Gosling. Hey, girl.
What is that from? It's a meme somebody made up, and I meant to look it up to see where it started.
Uh-huh.
But the meme, it'll have him in some, you know, cute face pose with, hey, girl.
What was that? That video?
Hey, girl.
What?
I always use a bookmark. I would never dog ear your pages, girl. he does all this nice stuff, but it always starts with, hey, girl.
So, who? Was it the Ron Gosling video where they were trying to feed him ice cream or yogurt or something like that?
Yes. That was it, too. Know your meme is going to tell us. Hold on. We're going to find out.
All right.
Okay.
Know your meme. Ron Gosling.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it started with a Tumblr called F. Yeah. Ryan Gosling. And someone said, hey, girl, no shoes, clear ass, full heart, can't wait to kiss you, and he's walking because he's walking with no shoes on from the gym, I think. And so that started it, and then it just took off. Somebody saw it, and they started doing all this like awesome stuff. So Ryan Gosling, he's the hey girl dude, and I mean he's okay looking. He's not my type, but Drive was okay. It wasn't what I thought it was.
Hey girl, would you like to be the special sauce in our man witch?
Okay, that's not so nice.
Hey, girl.
The ones I've read.
Hey, girl. Can we read the Middlesteins before bed tonight?
So, Ryan Gosling. Anyway, so Drive. Drive wasn't what I thought it was.
Right.
I had heard a brief intro into what it was. Somebody mentioned it. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. About a driver.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like that at all.
Right.
It started off really slow.
It did.
And I was like, is this ever going to get some action? And it never really got a ton of action, ever. It was okay. I was disappointed.
You were disappointed?
I was disappointed. Because it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. More up than that.
I wasn't disappointed. It was an interesting movie.
It was interesting.
It was like watching, what was the Coen Brothers movie? The one that we watched with the Indian dude when he went across state, county. What was that? Coen?
Machete? No, not Machete.
It was based off a book. Oh, come on, folks.
Oh,
yeah, No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men.
Something like that. Yeah.
Was it?
No Country for Old Men.
Okay.
Yes.
No Country for Old Men. We're going to say that.
It was kind of, I would say it was kind of dark like that a little bit.
Yeah, I do like when he would flip. As long as I want to say, that's not a spoiler. He would flip. I like when he would, you know.
Right.
Like that.
So I thought it was. I didn't think it was bad. I gave it a 3. Yeah, I probably would have gave it a 3 if it wasn't okay. The slow beginning. You know what? I kind of want to go back in a minute.
Okay.
I want to go back and I want to give it a 3.5.
The first 5 to 10 minutes was good.
Right.
It was a good start. I was like, yeah. Then it was like, right after that, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, that is true. They did get you excited at the very beginning. Like, oh, snap. This is going to be an awesome movie. And then all of a sudden, it turns into
something else.
It just slows down. You're like, really?
Can we go any slower?
Right.
But it also stars Carey Mulligan, who mm-hmm. you might know from The Great Gatsby.
Christina Hendricks.
Yes. She was skinny, weirdly.
Mr. Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman. And what's his face? Who is the garage dude on there?
Dude what played Walt in Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston, babe. Bryan Cranston. Whenever I say somebody's famous name, I usually have to follow it up with what they've been in, because Jay's a, you know, character motivated.
Remember.
So so Drive. Heh. So
I say, you know what? I think people should watch it.
Yeah. Oh, I think we should watch it.
I like to hear what other people think.
Just don't. Well, see, I think if that person had said that to me, I might have not got all excited.
Who said something? Was it Kim?
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh. What'd she say?
Yeah, it's a movie about a getaway driver or...
Which, he was a getaway driver.
Yes, but it's not about him being a getaway driver.
Well, okay.
Come on.
He was a complex...
Honestly, it's not about him being a getaway driver. That's a peripheral fact that comes into play, but it's not.
He was a complex character. He had some stuff going on.
He was complex. He was very quiet. It was funny how quiet he was.
Right. I say watch it.
Yeah, watch it. I mean,
it was a dude.
You're talking to me. I watch everything. Of course, I'm going to say watch it.
I want somebody to watch it because I want to talk to somebody else about the bathroom.
But the bathroom scene?
The bathroom scene.
Whoa. Now that
that
surprised the heck out of me.
Yes.
No spoilers, but I'm just going to say bathroom. Okay. So Hando is in WoW, and is going to pick our next movie.
All right.
Let's see if Hando is ready. And just to let you all know, I added some more things to the Netflix queue.
Horrible.
To give it some risk. So, they aren't necessarily good things.
So 157 is the number that we're looking for.
157? What?
Yeah.
Did he say that?
No.
What?
No, I said 157 is the max
number. Oh, 157. Oh, I guess we should tell him that.
Yeah, right. I was giving him the max number.
I was asking him for the number. I didn't get the max
Give
number
me the
yet.
Number. Give me the
Hando,
number.
Hando, 1 to 150. Okay, 43. And if it's...
So it's Torchwood.
So go right. We go right until we find a movie.
Go
there.
Right.
Well, yeah. Go up and... Oh, we're getting there. Oh, right there. No. Yep. Documentary called Wild China. What is Wild China about?
That's a, you know what? I think that's a multi.
Is it a series?
It's a series. Okay.
Okay. Nope. Next.
So is Redcliffe.
Redcliffe. I think that was on our list at one time. What's the
Redcliffe? When a warmongering prime minister advances his armies against two rival kingdoms, he unwittingly prompts his adversaries to work together. So I think this is a, subtitle film.
So we get to read.
Yep.
Yay.
And it's directed by John Woo.
Hey, so that's good.
Yep, John Woo's pretty good. I like John Woo.
Maybe it's not.
No, because we have Redcliffe 2 that we bought.
Why we put this on.
Yep, because we have Redcliffe 2 that we bought from Blockbuster.
And I insisted to watch Redcliffe 1 before we watch Redcliffe 2.
Right.
You know your wife, right? Yeah.
Hando says about WoW in China.
That would be pretty cool if it was, but that would be pretty awesome. Okay, so Redcliffe 43. So I have some good news.
What's the good news?
My good news. Oh, I'm so,
okay.
So excited.
Okay, first let me say this. Okay. No. I think it was last week we talked about this, or was it the week before?
What?
Well,
last week.
Well, you all remember the turmoil that Renee was in and the sadness that she had when Netflix and Viacom didn't renew their agreement. Because we went to go watch Jersey Shore real quick, and it was no longer on Netflix. So So on Tuesday, I was, you know, working and whatnot, and I looked over at the news, and it said Amazon Prime and Viacom have reached an agreement.
Yes.
And I was like, Renee is going to be so excited.
And I was. When like, you told me this, I was like, yeah, woo! Thank you, Flying Spaghetti Monster, woo!
Right.
So I got to watch some more Jersey Shore. So yep. Take that. I like Jersey Shore.
So you finished season 3.
So I did.
You finished season 3.
Them cartoon characters are crazy. Right. I'm convinced they are not real.
Right.
They are acting. And we all fell for it. That's what I think it right. is. Because there's no way people are that stupid. Oh, yes. They are that stupid, but not that stupid.
And Buxley just mentioned a show that I have been wanting to try to watch called Tanked.
Is this the one where they build fish tanks for famous people?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I like it, but
Yeah. But... And then and then Microsoft had a press conference.
They did. And I'm going to put this in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Microsoft's press conference. So they got a lot of heat from their press conference. Was about a week and a half ago?
It was about 2 weeks ago. So, when they came out and just said sports. Right.
Call of Duty sports. So,
right.
So people are like, where are the games? Where are the games? And they actually brought the games.
Right.
Good job, E3. They started off with a beautiful, beautiful trailer, and it had two guys riding horses. And if you all know me, you know how I feel about horses. I was like, oh, horses. Is this Red Dead? And then they said Afghanistan. I was like, oh, that's not Red Dead. I was like, crap. But still, he was riding the horse. I was like, woo! And it turned out to be Metal Gear Solid. It looked just like Red Dead. Redemption. The trailer was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful looking. And I was like, Xbox, you almost got me with those horses, but he's not on the horse all the time. It's just, you know,
right.
until he gets down there in the nitty gritty. But
right.
I would play it, but I'm not going to buy an Xbox for it. Yeah. Just for that. So,
they put out a new Xbox 360, and they're still going to be making games for the 360.
Right.
The price point for the new Xbox One, Xbone,
is that what people call it? No. I haven't heard that.
X-B-O-N-E, X-Bone.
That's a horrible, horrible name for someone to come up with.
I think I had to credit Galadium. I saw Galadium say it. So.
That figures it was a not-in-the-face member.
The nice, hefty price tag for that is $500.
Which is ridiculous. It's half what half of 1K.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. I thought about it.
That's like a lot of months of food.
Yeah.
But
do you know when the PS3 first came out, do you know how much it cost?
Probably that much.
It was $599 when it first came out.
We didn't buy that.
No, we didn't buy. But they dropped the price.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I remember right, I think the PS3 was $599 when it first came out.
That's kind of crazy.
And it was... ridiculous.
So, some of the other games, I'm just going to go through them real quick. It's not that long. Battlefield 4, Below, Crimson Dragon, D4, Rising Dead 3, Forza Motorsport 5, Halo, Killer Instinct, Metal Gear Solid 5, Minecraft, Project Spark, Rise, Son of Rome, Titanfall, Quantum Break, The Witcher 3, and Sunset Overdrive. Sunset Overdrive, they showed that... It wasn't a trailer. It was a promo kind of thing, I think. I have no idea what that game was about. it just had this guy flying all over the place, and he was skateboarding. It was almost like Jet Set Radio a little bit, but you're going to have to watch it to see what's going on. But it's interesting because there's one part where this guy explodes something, and the word boom comes out of the mushroom cloud. Right. It's kind of funny. So anyway,
When the PS3 was first released, it cost $599 US, and only a limited number were produced. This was outrageous to most, as a console had never been sold for that much ever. Another model of PS3 was quickly introduced after a few months, costing only $499.
Okay.
So.
So I wonder if $4.99 is going to be the going price from here on out.
You know, and I was thinking that Sony probably would go $4.49, but is $50 really going to make a difference to folks if they're dropping $500?
Yeah, this is true. And if Ouya had performed better, if they were a stronger competitor, I think that would help.
Who?
Ouya. If they, what?
The Ouya, you talking about the Android console? The one that, I heard it was horrible.
It is horrible. But I'm saying, if it had been good, if...
And it's not horrible because
if it had been amazing.
Not, but it's not horrible because it's Android at all.
Oh.
Not that.
It's no, just, that's not it. No, it's horrible.
They're talking about
it's
the controller and everything else. Yeah.
We need some consoles to help drive the price down. But the Steam Box, I'm so into the Steam Box.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I know we won't be getting a Xbox One day one.
No,
Or a PS4. Well,
yeah.
Depends on the price of PS4.
Right.
So.
I probably won't be getting either one until I have to have it for some game.
Right.
So it'll be a while. So, yeah. So, and then.
But the cool thing is, if you have Xbox Gold, they're giving away 2 free games
a month
until November.
Yeah.
And then you can get Fable 3, which I already have from the Steam sale.
Right.
But you can get Fable 3. What was the other one you said that we could get, babe?
Fable 3, Assassin's Creed 2, and Halo 3.
Which Assassin's Creed 2 I already have on
Steam,
which I'm not going to play anymore because I don't like the whole 2-button run thing. And Halo 3 I already have because my good friend and co-podcaster Jason from the Gaming After Dark Grumpy Old Man podcast let me borrow. He loaned me his Halo series, Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, and ODST, which I know is horrible, but he let me borrow those, and I can play those and then send them back to him so that he can play them later.
That's which, hilarious.
Which, you know what?
What?
If we both had Xbox One, he only could let me borrow them, and then they're mine.
I know.
He couldn't let me borrow them. He had to give them to me.
Yeah, yeah. So, but that, yes, you can, yes, they'll lend it to you, but you can only give it to one other person.
Yep, and you can't
and
give it back.
It. And it's dumb.
Right.
Maybe they'll change it, but it's dumb.
Well, no, what they're doing, they're putting it off on the developers.
It's still dumb.
Is who they're putting it off on, so. So, and then the EA press conference, you can talk about that because I didn't get to watch any of that. Some of this I gotta go back and watch.
So, the EA press conference, okay, people tend to hate on EA.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Which they rightfully deserve.
For good reason.
They rightfully deserve it.
Yes, I agree. But they started off with a game that flipped me out, that just made me so excited, and not everybody shared my excitement, but they started off with a new Plants vs. Zombies game. And you might be saying, oh, Plants vs. Zombies, that's just static, sitting in a row, zombies come. No, 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 no. It's changed. It's more like, it's a third-person shooter.
Dungeon Defenders.
It's like Dungeon Defenders.
That's what I'm going to just say.
But,
Dungeon Defenders.
But you're plants. And it was crazily adorable. Like, it's so cute, and I cannot wait to play it. I'm definitely gonna watch the trailer again.
Right.
That is the game I'm super stoked about more than anything I saw today. Maybe Sony will blow me out of the water. And
I'm a little stoked about.
But
here's my thing. I wish Killer Instinct. Here's my thing with fighting games. I absolutely love them in the arcade.
Ooh, yeah.
In the arcade. Because I don't know, I just like the whole standing up with the controller, and you know, you shoulder to shoulder with whoever you're playing, and you throwing a quarter up on the things, and you got up next. But fighting games on a console just doesn't make me as excited.
Yeah, I get that, but I get why people like it, because, you know, when I was in my early $20. I was around people who played fighting games on the console all the time.
Right.
So I'm used to seeing it on there. But the arcade, I used to go to the arcade when we used to have one.
I know. I miss them.
Anyway, so yeah, but I understand how that is. Because it does say arcade to me when you say fighting games.
Right.
So EA brought the wonderfulness for that. They also talked about NBA Live 14 with their bounce technology. Where it separates the player from the ball.
Right.
And comes up with creative maneuvers. I don't know who made up that bounce tech
I have to admit, this is how old school I am. When I think about basketball games on consoles, my mind always go back to Nintendo Double Dribble. And the three slams you get with Double Dribble. You know.
It's come a long way.
The one-hander.
You come a long way, baby.
The two-hander and then the backward one. You know what I'm saying? The way you got the backward one, you had to come down, curve sports. In front of the basket,
Jay,
and then hit the shoot button.
We can't talk about sports too long. This is toxic.
Yep.
Sports. And Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad was on stage talking about Need for Speed Rivals because, you know, they had to bring some advertisement in it because it is EA.
Right.
So they had to do some cross. And some basketball dude came out and talked about the basketball game. I don't know his name. He was a pro dude.
Okay.
Battlefield 4. They gave a very brief 15-second look at Star Wars Battlefront. 15 seconds, and that was it. So people were, that's not fair.
It's because it's not ready.
Yes, not ready. Dragon Age Inquisition, just a glimpse, though.
Right.
Which I'm cool with because I'm excited about that. And Mirror's Edge 2. EA was. There's about two things that I'm.
Yep.
Three things I'm really interested in. So,
right.
EA, don't let me down.
I'll let you know now. They eventually will let you down. I'm just going to just throw that out there.
That's so sad. They always.
It's
said
EA
that you
for
can
one.
Predict that they're going to
let
us down.
Yeah, so don't get your hopes up. So this past week, I picked up Remember Me, which is a new release from Capcom that came out on Tuesday, and I've been playing it, and I'm enjoying it. I'm halfway through it, and I really, really dig the game.
Yeah, I played a little bit of the beginning, and it's interesting.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah,
so
it's like
I'll
a
probably
mix,
end up playing it.
Yeah, so it's like a mix of Tomb Raider, Assassin's Creed, then just the regular hack and slash a little bit.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, you get a little bit
it
of all that.
It up, right?
Yeah. So I'm enjoying it. If you're asking me, is it a $49 game? If you can get it on sale, get it on sale. But it's a good game to play. Would I pay full price for it? I didn't pay full price for it, and I wasn't going to pay full price for it. So
I have a hard time paying full price for a game. It better be amazing.
Right. There's only a few games that I'm willing to pay full price for, and it's games that I've already invested time into, like Borderlands 2. Hell, I didn't pay full price for Borderlands 2 because I got it through Green Man Gaming.
Mm-hmm. Tomb Raider.
I paid full price for.
Yeah.
So when the Steam sale comes up and Remember Me is there, I encourage you to get it.
Yep.
I think you'll like it.
Okay. And I've been playing a crap ton of Fallout 3. Raptor tells me that I am in the hardcore section of Fallout 3, and I am in the top 18.1% playing, first among all my friends. Thank you very much. So, but I'm really enjoying it.
I thought you didn't like competition.
I don't. I hate competition.
You just threw it out there.
I hate competition.
She threw down the gauntlet, y'all.
No, it's fine. Do you know how I deal with that? I automatically just thought in my mind, it's okay. I'm going to lose everything anyway. I'm going to be the bottom of all my friends, so it doesn't matter anyway. See? Dealt with.
Boom.
All right. So there's so much to do, and I don't know how far along in the story I am. I have a feeling it's not terribly far.
Right.
But, I'm really enjoying it.
Right.
Even though it's an older game,
That's
and I
good.
Still have to play New Vegas. So, if
cool.
you're on Raptor, you'll see where I am.
And then also, I've been playing Marvel Heroes, and I'm in the top 1.2%.
Of your friends?
No.
Overall?
Overall.
Ooh, you played
that's
a
how
lot.
Much I've been playing Marvel Heroes.
That's crazy.
So I've been playing Marvel Heroes, been playing Black Panther. I did finish all 8 chapters of, and I beat the end guy. So now I'm doing the quote unquote end game, is what they call it. So I'm enjoying Marvel Heroes. I mean, it's like, you know, Diablo, Diablo 2, Diablo 3, but with Marvel skin. They've done pretty well, you know. And I've heard that they're working on the Mac client. So I'm not quite sure where they are with that and stuff like that. But that's why some people,
maybe that's why Aaron said he couldn't play it now.
So if you play Marvel Heroes, feel free to look me up. I'm CAOBOI Cowboy on there.
Boot camp, Aaron. Boot camp.
Boot camp costs money, so
it does.
Speaking of money,
the fridge is not prepared.
It ain't ready.
Technically, it costs money, but yeah, food.
It is time for some food. So, we have some food here from Mr. You know what?
You want to talk about you first?
Sure.
Really quick.
Sure.
Week 48. Week 48. Weight loss update.
I lost 0.4 pounds. My poop schedule is off.
That's horrible. That
well,
that,
I'm just saying.
That's so not needed. Total.
Well, because I have to weigh in before I leave for work.
Total, 101 pounds. We're going to skip over that whole thing.
Then when I get to work, it's when it hits
me. So total of 0.4 pounds, grand total. We have lost a total of 186.6 pounds.
Yeah.
Yay for us.
Yep, yep.
And we have a try this.
Yep.
So I'm going to hold it up so everybody can see it. This is from Punk Gopher.
So s'mores popcorn.
S'mores popcorn. It looks brown and white.
Yep.
And, oh, they have little pieces of graham cracker in here.
Really?
I'm glad I saw that. I would have just. So now, see, so the problem is.
What's the problem?
You got to dig for the graham cracker.
You got to dig for the graham cracker?
Yeah. All right. So you go first.
Uh-huh.
Chocolate, marshmallow, and graham cracker. While I dig for mine. Does it taste like s'mores?
Mmm. It's not bad.
Okay.
I kind of like it. It's like the white one. When you bite into it, it gives me that nostril thing, but it's not like horrible.
Chocolate tastes like butt. Ew.
Tastes like what?
Butt.
But
it doesn't taste good.
What does butt taste like?
I'm sure if I tasted it, it would taste like that.
If that tastes like butt, I need to taste your butt.
Okay, going off the rails. It's okay. After I chew it up and it all gets mixed together, it's not bad. But at first, I didn't like it.
So sorry, Punk Gopher. She didn't like it.
No, it was okay.
Maybe you had a bad handful.
Chocolate one?
Yeah, maybe you had a bad handful.
Maybe.
All right, so let's go ahead. Let's get with a little Mr. Feisty.
Valentine's, odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Woo!
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends, baby.
Birthdays.
So we got some birthdays here. On Thursday.
My cousin Brittany's birthday.
It's your birthday, Brittany.
See, I always think of Brittany as like a little girl, but she's not a little girl anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad. So happy birthday, Brittany.
My coworker Mitch Dixon, his birthday is on Wednesday.
Hey, Mitch, happy birthday.
Yep. What'd you say?
Hey, Mitch, happy birthday.
What you call him? And then on Friday, it's none other than Bob Wolpert's birthday.
Wolpert.
From AIE.
Wolpert.
And then Sunday. Sunday. Whose birthday is on Sunday?
Scott Mann has a birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Scott Mann.
Scott Mann. And Eric Mahler also has
Eric, a birthday. Eric, Mr. Mom.
Hey, Eric, when did you get your hair cut? I didn't know. Okay, anyway.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah. So, happy birthday to everyone who has a birthday coming up.
Yep.
I just want to say thank you for listening in.
Oh, yeah.
And we like to hear from you guys.
We do.
If you want to email us, tell us anything, hate mail, because I will read hate mail on the air. I don't care. I'll read it. Hate mail at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And our blog is valentinecast.com. You'll find all the show notes. And whenever I get around to it, videos or recipes are posted there.
Right.
The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. And our Facebook page where you can go like us is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
Right. And then also, if you want to reach us by, I thought we lost internet. That's why I kind of paused on that.
Oh, I was wondering. I was like,
yeah, the Facebook page, you can find us at Valentine on Facebook.com/ValentineCast. Go like us, go right on the wall, go tell us what you think. You can call us. Number is 415-758-2278. That's 415-VCAST. Video can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. And Renee, your Twitter feed is?
I am the ice flow. I was like, I am the ice flow.
And that is a T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I for The Cowboy. And the ice flow is?
The ice flow. There you go.
Yep.
If you don't know how to spell, go in your dictionary. The ice flow.
All right. Well, you guys have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
This is
I really enjoyed you all today.
We did.
In the chat room.
Thank you, chat room.
Y'all made me happy.
Yep. So this song is Around the Block with Talib Kweli.
Talib Kweli. I call him Talib.
Now, I'm curious.
Kweli.
Now I'm curious. I'm curious if I said it right that time because I actually saw it spelled like Talib Kweli.
Talib Kweli. Analog back in the house like a Santa Fox. Posted up like a fan on the block. Hand of God, word is ball. Right now is the best moment you ever know. You gotta make it your own. Let's take it home, yeah. You gotta make it your own. Make it your own.
$2. You get $2.
Nom 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 noms.